It's fascinating and fun to examine the original Hebrew of a verse of Scripture, and then to look at how the various translations interpret the verse. That's what we're going to do today with a verse of Leviticus. To learn more, join me for today's episode of All Things Apostolic. The book of Leviticus outlines God's laws given to the Israelites. The focus is on holiness and worship. In Leviticus, God establishes guidelines to foster a sacred community. Today, we're going to look at and examine the original Hebrew of a particular verse in chapter 18 and see what our interpretive options are. Understanding the context of the verse is an important first interpretive step. To put chapter 18 into context, let's look at a brief outline of the book of Leviticus. The book can be divided into 8 major sections. The topics move sequentially from a discussion of the 5 major offerings, the establishment of the priesthood with Aaron and his sons, guidelines for uncleanness and purification, and the Day of Atonement. Then comes section 5, in which our verse is located, which covers the laws of holy living. This is followed by 3 more sections, a discussion of the holiness required of the priests, the biblical calendar, and then an epilogue. The section regarding laws for holy living is covered in chapters 18 through 20. Chapter 18 specifically addresses unlawful sexual relations. We're going to read the first 4 verses and pay special attention to the 4th verse. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, I am the Lord your God. After the doings of the land of Egypt, wherein ye dwelt, shall ye not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan, whither I bring you, shall ye not do. Neither shall ye walk in their ordinances. And then here's verse 4. Ye shall do my judgments, and keep mine ordinances, to walk therein. I am the Lord your God. I want to take a moment to examine the first part of verse 4 in the original Hebrew. Reading from left to right, it says, Et mishpatai ta'asu ve'et chukotai tishmaru lalechet bahem. In the Hebrew, there are 3 verbs in the sentence. The first one is asa, and it means to do or to make. The second verb is shamar, and it means to keep or observe or guard. In very literal wording, it can say, my judgments you shall do, and my ordinances you shall keep. Now, there is a 3rd verb, and it is halach, which means to walk or to go. Notice that the verbs do and keep are what we call imperfect verbs. However, the verb walk is a different form. It's an infinitive. So let's see how the ESV handled the translation. It says, You shall follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them. So it says follow and keep and walk. It gives the impression that these are 3 parallel verbs, but the Hebrew construction does not show that, because in Hebrew, 2 of the verbs are imperfect and 1 is an infinitive. So did the ESV translators do a good job with this verse? Well, definitely it's a very plausible translation. But let me digress briefly into a little bit more grammar. The first 2 verbs, which are imperfect, are what we would call finite verbs. They are connected to the subject of the sentence, and they tell us the mood and tense or aspect. Usually, the finite verbs in a sentence indicate the actions that are of most importance to the speaker. In contrast, an infinitive verb is a non-finite verb. Non-finite verbs usually communicate subordinate ideas. Also, another important point is that the third verb is not just an infinitive, but it's what we call an infinitive construct. This means that it usually has a preposition attached to it that governs it. And this provides an important clue to the precise function of the word, because it has this, it is marked by the preceding preposition. In this verse, the third verb, lalechet, is an infinitive construct, and it has the preposition lamed affixed to the front of the word. The preposition lamed is flexible, so it can point to several different meanings: manner, concession, or result. So, to keep this fairly straightforward and not get too bogged down in the grammar, there are several valid interpretive options with this particular verse. But ideally, they would recognize that there is a difference between the first two verbs and the third one. So, let's go ahead and look at a few more translations. One option is for the third verb to function a lot like an English infinitive, usually translated with the preposition to plus the verb, such as to study or to learn. This is how the King James Version translates lalechet. Whereas the ESV says, follow my rules and keep my statutes and walk in them, appearing to be three parallel commands, the King James Version says, do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. So the King James translators recognized that the third verb is different. It's an infinitive construct, and they translated it like an English infinitive, to walk. The NASB also translates it this way: you are to perform my judgments and keep my statutes to live in accord with them. In a sense, this translation understands the infinitive construct as the purpose or the result, meaning doing and keeping find their purpose in walking. Another option is to understand the infinitive construct as complementing or completing the main verbs. In this case, the idea of walking complements or completes the idea of doing the rules. In this case, the first verb and the third verb would actually have a closer relationship. The NIV translates it this way: you must obey my laws and be careful to follow my decrees. In other words, walking, which is translated as to follow in this rendering, has become the main idea. The problem with this option is that it ignores the parallelism of the first two finite verbs. Another option is to treat the infinitive construct as an adverb, which is also another legitimate option. The NRSV translates it this way and says, my ordinances you shall observe, and my statutes you shall keep, following them. So the infinitive construct is treated like an adverb. How do you observe the ordinances and keep the statutes? By following them. All of these translations are viable, and it can be challenging to determine the exact function of an infinitive construct in a sentence, because it can convey a variety of things, such as time, the manner of something, the cause of something, the purpose of something, or even the result of something, and more. The question comes down to how the infinitive construct relates to the two main verbs. Scholar Lee Fields recommends seeing it function as manner. Manner describes how an action is performed. A good example of the function of manner is found in Exodus 20, verse 8. The King James Version says, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." But the NIV says it this way, "Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy." In this verse, the NIV demonstrates the idea of manner. In this verse, the manner of remembering the Sabbath, or how it's done, is by keeping it holy. Lee Fields suggests that how we understand Exodus 20 verse 8 can also apply to Leviticus 18:4 because they both have an infinitive construct with a lamed prefix. He suggests that a good way to translate Leviticus 18:4 is by walking. In other words, walking clarifies how one is to carry out the other two commands. How do we do God's judgments and keep His ordinances? By walking in them. It's a subtle difference. Do we do His judgments and keep His ordinances for the purpose of walking in them? Or do we do His judgments and keep His ordinances by walking in them? It's a subtle difference. To see if the suggestion by Lee Fields is a valid interpretation, let's consider the first five verses of Leviticus chapter 18, which is about unlawful sexual relations. The general principle in the first five verses is that it's important not to practice the lifestyles of the Egyptians or the Canaanites, but to obey God's commands. And specifically in this chapter, God commands His people to demonstrate this difference in the realm of sexuality. Both English and Hebrew use the word walking as a metaphor for behavior. God is saying that in one of our most fundamental aspects of human life, our sexuality, our lives should stand in stark contrast to those who do not worship God. In Leviticus 18:4, the King James Version gives a good translation showing the infinitive construct as purpose or result. Doing God's judgments and keeping His ordinances result in walking in them. But another way to look at it is to say that we do God's judgments and we keep His ordinances by walking in them. It's how we do it. And this places an important emphasis on our conduct. We can't just give lip service to obeying God's instructions. Our conduct has to demonstrate it. And this, God was saying, is especially true in the area of sexuality. We have to behave or walk differently than the ungodly world around us. Thank you for joining me for today's episode of All Things Apostolic. And until next time, take care and God bless.